Greg Gosell is back with us again today. Greg, good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
So you saw 2425s posted.
You know, it's funny, and I know Bucky will probably feel the same way. We knew that both those guys were going to run fast, so then it becomes a matter of degree. Because you know what? Usually in the 40 time, fast guys run fast.
Yep.
So, you know, what's the difference between 4.31 and 4.25? I think we probably know that Tavon Austin can run.
Yeah. I guess the interesting thing about Tavon Austin versus Marquise Goodwin is we started to hear about the movement from Austin. You know, yes, he's 5'8". He's not slide. He measures out. They can see him put up the 225, and then he confirms how fast he is. It's just, like you said, Bucky, you can't lose at the combine as a player, really, but you really can confirm what a lot of people believe about you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Austin, to me, is a guy that must go to a team that's offensively creative. Because, you know, Austin is a guy that if you put a player in a box, you say, gee, he's a slot guy. But I think he's so much more than that if he goes to an offense where there's some creativity. You know, look, he's short. He doesn't weigh a lot. But you look at DeSean Jackson in Philadelphia. He's a guy who's a regular wide receiver. Not just a slot guy. You know, what can Tavon Austin ultimately do in an offense, which is why I think it's so critical that he go to a team where there's some creativity with pass game concepts, because guys that can score from anywhere on the field, teams like to have those guys.
Yeah, we talked about it, Bucky. They, you know, as we're watching Tavon Austin here in his college reel, that game against Oklahoma, you know, Greg, it almost seemed like you could do anything.
Right.
It didn't matter what he did. He was going to score the football.
No, and I think what's happened with the read option stuff is it's made people realize that you can do more stuff in the backfield than you could do in years past. So it's, you could even hand him the ball. You can even use speed sweeps with him, jet sweeps. You can do all kinds of things to get this guy the ball already moving.
Yep.
And I think you need an offensive philosophy where you say, hey, we have a weapon here. We're not just going to line him up in the slot and say he's a slot receiver. We're going to do more with him.